In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's on Packer Avenue, Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. Brandon Graham's show coming up at 6. Brandon will be here. That's at 6 to 7 with myself, BG, and Howard Eskin. And then the Players Lounge, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week Jordan Mailata will be here as well. Right now, it is everyone's favorite portion of the WIP Afternoon program with a guy who doesn't wash his hands after he goes to the bathroom.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
A nice spritz.
Yeah.
After nice going spritz. Number one.
Never touching you again.
Well, why were you touching me before?
I could touch your hand or something.
All right. Number five.
All right.
Giving out game balls for yesterday. The Eagles all huddled around their radio, hoping that they get one. Someone who has not been brought up yet, but once again, just playing good football. And Ike, I know you played linebacker, but I'm a linebacker's man. N'Kobe Dean, most tackles yesterday on the team.
Yeah.
One sack, two forced fumbles, ran over, was the running back?
Blake Corum.
Blake,
or was that Williams?
I don't know if it was either Blake Corum or Kyron Williams. Yeah. He ran Jesus them over. Christ. I mean,
he was inspired last night. He was playing with a ferociousness last night, N'Kobe Dean was.
Well, and he also saw Jared Burns run over Jordan Mailata.
And had to get him back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Jordan.
You going to ask Jordan about that tonight?
I'm sure Hugh will.
Okay. I'll leave that for somebody else. Yep.
Listen, Jordan got caught real quick, and, you know, it's okay. It's okay. It's our guy.
Yeah, they saw that in the film room today.
Yeah. Thank God they won 37-20. Yeah. They can laugh about it today.
Never hop into Fred Johnson.
Freddie. Fourth game ball. Another quiet 6 catches, 109 yards for Freddie.
Just solid.
Yeah, just solid.
That's what he does.
Devontae Smith out of the game. Doesn't matter. They're still able to get the ball to AJ. 6 for 109 and one touchdown.
He's beast.
Just, he's just a dominant player.
And I did hear that clip that Favre was talking about. AJ after the game talking to Sunday Night Football. He did sort of bring up, yeah, when you got the talent that we have on the outside, sure we'd like the ball more.
Now, of course.
Well, he said, again, paraphrasing. I saw the quote, but he said that, listen, a part of being a run-based offense, well, the three times I get the ball, they better be touchdowns.
Did he say that?
Now, that could be extreme paraphrasing.
Okay.
But it's pretty much what I saw.
We understood the point.
Yeah. He looked strong last night. He looked tough to bring down. He's a man, he is as a wide receiver, he is the total package, A.J. Brown.
Who would ever want to trade that guy? The third game ball. The third game ball I'm giving to Jalen Carter. 80% double teams.
I like it.
Played every snap again before garbage time took over and he didn't have to be out there.
Yeah.
He's a man. I know Fletch was great. He is looking at least like how Fletch.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. I mean, listen, he has more ability.
Sure.
Yeah. So
he's throwing people.
Yeah. Man. And he's getting double teamed. Told you, big fella. When you're as good as you are, you're going to get double teamed. You got to find a way to beat him.
And it looks like he's embracing it too. Like he's not annoyed that he's got getting double teamed. He wants to break it up. And I thought it was hilarious. Did you notice when they missed the field goal, he got right in the kicker's face and hit his helmet.
Oh, no, I didn't notice that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah, he got dog in him.
He's got dog.
Georgia Bulldog.
Can I express a little worry?
Sure.
It's been 3 hours.
Yeah, it's about time.
This is two straight games. He's played every snap. He did run out of gas last year.
Yeah.
Are we worried at all? And his I guess, fitness levels that have been questioned in the past. Now, hopefully that's different this year. Playing every snap, getting double teamed every snap. I don't want him to be cooked at the end of the year, you know?
Oh, God.
I know.
My goodness, sorry.
Just another
he finally got a defensive player who wants to stay on the field. I get so tired of seeing these guys wanting to head to the sideline after they make a play or two.
Couldn't we put Kenny Gainwell in for him? A couple plays here and there. Starting. One play a quarter.
Well, at least he's 23.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
No, I love the fact that he wants to be out there.
For sure.
And like Jack was saying, it's not as if he's getting tired and late in the game and they're starting to run the ball at him.
Right.
He's just as strong late in the game as it is when he starts.
Absolutely.
It's great to be young.
It's certainly great to be young. Second game ball I'm giving to BG.
Okay. Thank God.
BG was dominant yesterday.
Yeah, he was.
Had some big sacks, had some key stops on some run plays.
Yeah.
And listen, it's an honorary thing as well, and I hope it wasn't his last game yesterday. I don't know if it will be. I don't know what the situation is going to be. I like watching the guy play football. He still plays at a really high level, and I think he's an important cog of this team. I hope that yesterday was not the last time we see BG in an Eagles uniform.
Yeah, I think we all would echo that. You certainly wanted to see him finish the season playing all the way through, and he had been playing so well this season. Man, I tell you, that was a throwback BG game. He turned back the clock last night in that game. And so, yeah, I hope it's not his last game either, last time you see him play in that Eagles uniform. But I will say this, I don't want to see him in another uniform.
Nope.
So
pretty good rallying cry, too, for the team.
Yeah, of course. Oh, man, let's go win this thing for BG.
Everyone loves BG.
Yep.
And every game this year, when you look at the big stops they've had in just about every game, there's been a big play made by Brandon Graham in just about every play this year. You know, whether it's a fourth and two or something like that. Like, he has been around big plays all year. And last night, I think, was the it's unfortunate that he got hurt. It was his best game of the year, I thought.
Now, he got hurt on the last play of the game?
It was, like, last play of non-garbage time, I think.
So, okay.
I don't know.
I don't think it was the last play of the game.
No. It wasn't the last play of the game.
Right. Yeah, and we didn't see any replay of it.
What I wanted to know is, why was he still out there?
No, he wasn't in that.
Okay.
I think it was like, I remember the camera panned to him laughing-ish on the sideline with halfway through the fourth quarter.
Okay.
And he was not out there. And the number one game ball is Saquon. Over 300 total yards for a running back in the NFL is pretty ridiculous. And, I mean, we all know about Shady's performance in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's a game that we're never going to forget from Saquon. And we always think about the Sunday Night Massacre, Monday Night Massacre. It's got to be some kind of name game for what Saquon did last night.
It's got to have something to do with L.A., right? I'm trying to think of it.
You gave out five pretty good game balls there.
What about Coach?
I was thinking Sirianni.
Yeah, because I got to be honest, man. Coming off that Washington game, have his team ready to go on the road against a good Rams team, and for them to play the way that they played, yeah, the coach would have deserved a game ball, but I don't know who to take off that list. N'Kobe was awesome last night. Yeah, I don't know who I would take off the list.
Yeah, I mean, it's inarguable. It's another top five game balls that are just dead right.
Is Sirianni's contract goes through next year, right?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
I don't know. 9-2. Might want to reward the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
listen. I mean, they can definitely wait until the offseason, but do think it would. I think players would love it.
Yeah, I just wonder if the Eagles are strategically doing things the way they're doing them right now. They want this team hungry and focused.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like Sirianni's message after every game. Keep your head down. Keep working. You're about to start getting a lot of praise. Tune it out the same way you tuned out all the criticism. Don't start lifting your head up, taking the pats on the back and all that type of stuff. Don't let your guard down. They got a lot of football left to go. They realize this is a great opportunity. This isn't the time for them to be celebrating anything.
No. You're just us.
I know you played in a different era, so it's more like newspaper clippings than anything. But how tough – that was not a shot, I promise.
But it's true.
You know, it was on stone tablets.
Yeah.
You know.
But how tough is that?
It's very tough in a town like this. I mean, and sometimes it may not be as tough. But in a city like this, it's hard not to hear what's on the outside. And with social media today, I would imagine it's even harder for these guys to not hear some of this stuff. The thing is, he's not saying literally block everything out. He's saying don't allow that to impact your preparation, how you come to work every day, and what we're focused on. That's really what he's saying. He knows they're going to be asked questions, media, social media, all that stuff. But what he's really saying is don't let that impact how you prepare every day and what our goals are. And I love it. I love it. That was the tone that he sort of put out there after the game.
Actually, Buzz, do you have Coach Sirianni's post-game speech? I'll say this first. This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of the Guided Door and Window big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. Buzz, I know I probably caused a bit of a
ooh,
chaos.
Yeah, but panicked Buzz is...
Yeah. Do you have it, Buzz?
Guys, that was unbelievable defense. That was unbelievable on offense. Franchise record for Saquon, 255 yards. Now, hey, listen. I want to keep it at this. Everybody watched that game, and everyone's calling you and telling you how f***ing good you are. We have not done shit. Put your head down and work. It's the work that's got us here. You guys have been playing your ass off, and it's the work that's got us here. All right, let's pray.
There he is.
All right, let's pray.
Yep.
He threw two bleeps in there and said, let's play.
I know. I was thinking about that as a drop, but.
Yes, thank you for not using that.
Brian at Springfield, you're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
Yeah, what's going on, fellas? Just wanted to say one quick thing. I know a lot of people have talked about Howie Roseman signing Saquon Barkley and Zach Vaughn, but can we talk about Makai Becton here? He is absolutely dominated at a position that he's never played in. He is throwing grown men around and helping Saquon Barkley do this thing. I mean, if he stays healthy throughout the year, I think this is one of those signings where we're going to look at Howie Roseman and go, well, that made a difference.
I wonder if they extend him.
He's going to get a payday.
I was going to say, that's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah. And it's not like Steen's been a disaster when they put him in there.
Sure.
And they drafted Steen in late second.
To be that guy, yeah. I think late second or early third.
You also, now, offensive line, in the NFL, they pay guards now, too, but you have to wonder if somebody would be willing to pay Becton, like, tackle money next year. You know, I think he finishes this year the way that he's gone all year.
I would leave him at guard. I wouldn't move him to tackle.
Well, here we would, but I wonder.
I mean, anybody.
Well, if he gets to the open market, whether somebody
has. No, I'm just saying, if I'm another team.
Right.
I don't know if I would trust him at the tackle position.
Sure.
Well, you know, the Jets aren't because they let him walk free. That's another New York deal we got. They let him walk right free, and everyone thought that he was a bust, couldn't stay healthy, and now he's the valedictorian of Stanley University, and he's killing it. So
yeah.
I just want to stop by and say that.
Yeah, it was a low-risk, high-reward move for the Eagles, and that's what you should be doing. I don't blame – thank you for the call, Brian. As many bad moves as the Jets make, I understood why they didn't want to resign Makai Becton.
Yeah.
You know,
he was terrible.
It didn't work there. It didn't work. He was never healthy. He was also not good when he was in there. It looked like after he came back from the bigger injury he had that he might not even have had physically what he had. But him at guard, that size, he's like a monster, man. He's crushing people.
I would imagine Makai Becton wants to stay here.
Yes, he should.
I would imagine he wants to stay here. This has revived his career. And you get these damn agents.
Yep.
They get in your ear, and they're looking for the biggest paycheck they can find. If Becton makes it known to his agent that, man, listen, get a deal done with the Eagles, this is where I want to be, then he might even be willing to take a little less just to stay here.
Yeah, I think the big question is what that number is, you know. 215-592-9494, Rios in North Philly. Rios, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios. Hey, dude. I was following you. I mean, you was on fire yesterday during the game with the Twitter game, man. You were on fire last night.
I was on fire. It was pretty good. All right. I was feeling, hey, and you know what? I probably was on fire because I was, you know, I had to fire something up, you know what I mean?
So yeah. I was
pretty good. Yep, so yep. Appreciate that. Hey, but check this out, man. Let's talk about Pound Town. Let's go straight to Pound Town. Look, check this out. I don't know if y'all didn't hear it. Did y'all listen to, I mean, I really don't like listen to him, but Chris Collinsworth yesterday, at a certain point when they were showing him, and he was talking about, he used his hands as a direct point with a fist and his other hand. He was like, the Eagles keep pounding them and pounding them. You know what I'm saying? To me, he really wanted to say Pound Town. So speaking of Pound Town, which what we did yesterday, it's like a thing. Think about it. When you go to Pound Town, after going to Pound Town, you just stand there. You can look at yourself very proud, like a king, like you ever cut your grass and then look out the side of the window and see the grass that you cut and was very proud about the grass?
Yep.
Pretty much?
Yep.
If anybody done that? Well, anyway, after going to Pound Town, you know what I mean, that's what you do. So, you know what I mean? It's like Saquon Barkley. Let me just say something about this, though. Jack, stop with that disrespectful post, okay? All right? Because Charles Barkley.
It's a fair question.
Huh? It's not a fair question.
Yeah. So Charles Barkley is a guy, like, what created Rios is kind of like Barkley and Dawkins in a way. You know what I mean? Of course, it started with Barkley and then, like, Dawkins. But, you know what? Sir Charles always got the love. But anyway, we're going to get to Saquon because Saquon's going to get the love. Most of these people don't understand the stuff that Charles Barkley did on and off the court. And, you know, Philly's a little – there's more people – kind of like not how Philly was back in the day, so they don't really understand. But Saquon gets it, so I leave it like that. But when Saquon plays, you see a team player, you see a pretty much reserved kind type of fella. But when he plays, when he runs with violence, but then after scoring touchdowns, if you look at his face sometimes, it's personal. Everything that Saquon Barkley is doing right now, I don't even need to hear from him. It's freaking personal. So anything about the carries or whatever he needs, this man ain't thinking about that. He don't care if he get 1,000 carries. He's taking this very personal. One thing about him taking it personal, I believe that he's putting every running back on his back and every running back is cheering for him because he's the one who's going to bring back where these running backs get paid and get certain things that they freaking deserve. So I believe all of that is on his back, and he's on our freaking team. So MVP with him. The defense, man, violence, man. Just like y'all were speaking of N'Kobe Dean. I've seen a video of him speaking of violence and everything. Man, that soothes my heart, man. Every time I hear that just, man, makes me feel good. You know what I mean? And they going out there playing young men, young guys that we're going to have here for a while playing violently. It's a violent sport. People may take that, oh, my God, it's violence. What you think? Why you love it? Why do you love it? It's because of that, and that's how we need to play, violent. Other than that, the only issues that I think if we do have, and sometimes we beat you, just like that Andy Reid shuffle play or whatever, certain times beat you, we don't need to beat you. You want to know why? Because we're freaking ugly and dominant. You don't have to. Huh? We got, do like Larry Bird do. How Larry Bird back in the day would tell you, oh, this is what I'm going to do to you, and I'm going to do it like this. Larry Bird used to talk trash. That's what we do. This is what we're going to do to you and go straight to Pound Town. And on Sirianni thing, just to go there, you know what? I felt as I first time I felt in the game that this guy who to me is Rats, I still don't like him in the press conference. But other than that, he had command of the game. He didn't play. His attitude was violent, and then at the same time, what he said in the press in the locker room, what y'all just played, hey, that's the type of man I like. He bleeped it and then said, let's pray. So a man of God understanding that, no, hey, he ain't perfect, just like myself. But at the end of the day, when it goes down, man of God. But anyway, y'all take care, gentlemen. Peace.
See you, Rios. So Slay goes down with the concussion. And Isaiah Rodgers comes in, and they pick on him almost exclusively the entire time. I thought he did pretty good for being targeted as much as he did. You know, he's been pretty good all year when they put him in. So if they have to go another game without Slay, I feel all right between him and Ringo out there. I think they have that side cover. It's not as good as Slay, but they're able to keep their head above water with Rodgers out there.
I agree. And I thought the pass interference was a tough call against him.
I agree.
But for the most part, listen, DBs get beat at times. They throw it over there enough, the receiver's going to catch it from time to time. The thing I love is that he doesn't stop competing. And, you know, that's what you got to have. You got to have a short memory when you're a cornerback, because every once in a while, the receiver's going to catch a ball on you.
And Quinion, the touchdown against him late shouldn't count. I mean, come on, that's garbage. That's garbage yeah. time.
It is garbage time.
Defensive rookie of the year.
It goes against the stats, though.
Sadly.
It does.
It does.
Dude, Coop, yeah. Coop also shut him down Cooper Kupp on that, was it, third and three?
Mm-hmm.
Third and three?
Yeah.
Every week.
And it helped out the over.
How about a receiver named Cooper and a cornerback named Cooper? Yeah. What a world that we're living in.
Everybody loved Bradley.
Yeah.
He was there.
Of course he was there.
Oh, was he?
We didn't even go through our list of celebrities that were there.
Oh, I saw Kevin Hart there.
Kevin Hart was there as a great Eagles fan.
Yeah.
Idiot
yeah.
LeBron was there.
LeBron was there because he's a Saquon fan.
Rich Paul was there.
Rich Paul was there. Well, Rich Paul is there because clients are everywhere on the field for him.
Sure. For sure.
He's in football now.
Shady was there.
Well, Shady was there. He lives out there now.
Eagles Insider of the Year candidate.
Elliot. I didn't see him last night.
You didn't see Elliot?
Yeah, he didn't post any pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's he doing?
Or articles.
Oh, I can't wait to see how tan he is.
Well, again, it's just, you know.
He hasn't posted an article in 3 years.
Again, what does he do on these road trips?
Takes his wife, hangs out at the fans of Philly parties, gets a tan. What did he say? He was going on a Rodeo Drive when we talked to him on
Friday?
By the way,
shout out to all the Philly fans. My goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Not surprised.
It was unbelievable.
What we do. But you give them a chance to take over a stadium, boy, do they take over a stadium.
And as Elliot says every time, if you are going to go on a road trip for an Eagles game, fans of Philly takes care of everything. And you get to party with Elliot at the night before. At the party. Yeah, that's all he does. That's his job. The partier you need. So
Genius is here.
Yeah.
Up next, we will. What? Go ahead.
No, I was just saying the king is here.
And last time he came back from L.A.
Listen.
On a short rest.
We saw you yesterday. Nice suit. Nice
yeah.
headset.
Nice headset. He got some national TV views.
You were the only person in the dance that was on the field in red. So it was easy to see you.
It's a red wedding.
Red and gray.
The Giants, things are not going so well.
No.
And next, we have some the players talking about how poorly it's going. Man,
we're going to get Malik Nabers, too.
Dude.
We're going to get him, too.
The Malik Nabers quotes are outrageous. And Dexter Lawrence, too. So we'll give that to you next. 215-592-9494. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. You know Chickie's gift cards. Perfect gift for the holidays. Always fits. Always gets used. Everybody loves a Chickie's gift card. You can buy it in person or online at chickiesandpeets.com.